and it looks like everything's going well. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is Shelley Drummond, and I'm talking to Diego Heriberto Rivera Garcia.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it is, today is July 14th, and we're in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And you were from Michoacán. And Morelia is the city. Mm-hmm. And that's where you were born, in Mexico. This is in Mexico?
Yes.
Okay. I have talked to Diego about the project for the International Festival, and Diego is going to help me out some with doing some of the translations and introducing me to some of the people here in Bowling Green, and we've discussed the donor release. So, all right, so when did you, before you moved to the United States, you lived in Guadalajara?
So, uh-huh.
Okay. When did you move to the United States?
I moved to United States in the year is the January, mm-hmm. the 93,
okay. mm-hmm.
December, January the 93. And I was here in the United States and January 4, 93.
And did you come right away to Bowling Green?
Well, not exactly. I come first to Houston, Texas. Yeah, and later I'm up here.
Mm-hmm. And what brought you to Bowling Green? Or to Nashville? You first came to Nashville, right?
Yeah, I first come to Nashville because I have family.
Mm-hmm.
I have family and well, I'm looking for a good job. There are a lot of people is looking like this, and I'm coming here to Bowling Green, and I stay here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, 1 second. We're gonna pause for a second. All right, we're back on again. So what made you choose Bowling Green to come here? It was a friend, right?
Yeah, I'm coming with their friend of mine, and he say it's better off to live here, and you maybe find good job here or something, and I guess mm-hmm. I had good job. Well, my first job is Bob Evans is in Nashville, and I only asking for my transfer to Bowling Green. The restaurant is Bob Evans, and then my manager, he said, yeah, it's fine, you can, like, you transfer, and I move here. Now I'm happy.
Were you a cook before, or did you learn cooking?
Yeah, well, in Mexico, Guadalajara, when I'm finishing my high school, I'm going to the one course to the cook with a lot of chefs, and one chef is teaching me a lot of different things, the kind of food, kinds of different things the food. Well, and later I'm thinking maybe I'm going to the United States for looking something apart, neat, different, and I'm going for taking my visa, and in the city, the Guadalajara is calling me. I had one chance to come here to United States,
mm-hmm.
and I am accepted. And this year, the January 93, and I'm coming here for to the Houston. Well,
mm-hmm.
I come first to the Houston, Texas, and I spent close to 6 months in Houston, Texas, and And my sister, she lives in Nashville, Tennessee, and she say, do you want to come with me here? Maybe do you find a better job here or something? And I say, yes, I am accepted. And I come to the Nashville, and I start cooking in the restaurant in Nashville.
Well, do you like the food that you cook at Bob Evans, or would you rather be cooking a different kind of food? What kind of food do you prefer?
Well, I like it. Well, my specialty cooking the food is Mexican food, mm-hmm. because, you know, my nationalidad is mm-hmm. Mexican. I like Mexican food cooking. This is my special. Well, I guess I know different kinds of food. Mm-hmm. American food, French, Italian. Yeah. And I started working in Bob Evans. In Bob Evans it's not Mexican food. It's typical Mexican food sometimes. A lot of different things. It's kind of supposed Mexican. They really, really is not Mexican.
What is the similarity?
Oh, the similarity is, you know, the huevos con bacon eggs. Mm-hmm. Suppose this is Mexican, Tex-Mex, bacon eggs and green peppers and onions.
So it's very similar.
Yeah, it's very similar in Mexican food. Only the problem here is not really, really spicy. Mm-hmm. Jalapeno peppers.
They don't put that in Bob Evans.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm still thinking for finding better job and other more restaurant, big one. Or, mm-hmm. You know, I want to try finding big hotel in somewhere in the city. Yes, and I'm waiting. I like my job and I'm waiting. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, when you first came to the United States, could you speak English?
Not really. The first time is really, really impossible for me learning English because my accent is Mexican. Well, I guess, yeah. And the first time, I don't speak English nothing, and I try going to the school for 3 months. And well, usually I learn English with talking with people in work, talking with different kind of people in work, and my managers teach me English, and I try talking, and it's really, really, really hard my first year. My first year is really, really, really hard because a lot of people is asking me, "What do you say?" Yeah. When I'm going to eat some place, I always asking somebody speak Spanish because it's really, really hard for me say in English something question or asking for something. Well, usually a lot of things is really simple, similar to Spanish. Mm-hmm. The expressions in English, a lot of words is similar to Spanish, and the others is not. Well, I always find good people.
Right.
Good people is transferred to me to English, and later in 2 more years, I guess I'm learning a little more, and now I have close to 5 years, and I guess my English is a little better. Yeah, the first time for a lot of people is really hard. They like me, mm-hmm. the first time. Usually the old people is come to the United States not speak English.
In your experience in Bowling Green, there's not a lot of, I mean, there's a few people that speak Spanish here, but
yes.
They would be the Hispanic community. And do you think it's harder for people in Bowling Green than like Houston or?
Well, I guess the first time, yeah, it's hard because it's not a lot of communication easy mm-hmm. with somebody, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of, it's except it's coming people to work here to Bowling Green because it's better or something. It's good jobs, only it's not too many Mexican people to help for something. And the first time, yes, it's really, 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 really hard for these people. Well, for me too, because I'm included in this. Well, I guess my English is a little better the first time. Well, a lot of people is don't speak nothing. It's really, really, really hard to start learning here and different kinds of work. It's coming to
work. Yeah. How do you think people manage if they don't speak English to get a job? And
I had one experience in Houston, Texas. I had the friend of mine. His name is Delayla. She's from Mexico too. She's working in Kentucky Fried Chicken. The first month they like me only cook. Later, well, the point is because she speaks English really, really, really good. She's learning in Mexico first, and the manager she's give for the supervisor, and this girl she don't know the computers or something. This really, really, really hard. A lot of people say, stop, don't go anymore because you can, because you're not from here. You can go in more, you know. And she never stopped, and now she had good luck. Now she's manager.
Yeah.
She's good friend. This is my experience with this girl, my experience. She's a lot of people is trying making more, and well, suppose a lot of people is fracas, you know, fracas.
Is
when a lot of people is try making something more. It can because it's needing more English. It's needing more things. Yeah, and the second point is because sometimes sometimes the people is going to more the supervisors or something. It is really hard because it's not really legal here. This second point is not, well, the first one is not legal here in United States, and he can't go into more.
So you think a lot of people don't want to be promoted or don't want it, they want to stay in a...
Well, usually, I know the Mexican people always, when it's coming to the United States, it's coming for making something, always. And I see a lot of Hispanic people is come here, just try making heavy job, hard job, and try making more things, you know. A lot of people is coming here only for working, maybe a few months, 6 months. He's making good money. He's going back to the cities, the front cities. He's coming. The other people is stay here for try making something good future with the fathers and the sons, you know. And the others is going to the school. Going to the school and making something good. Yeah, I wanted this only. Well, maybe the time is telling me.
You want to go to school?
Yeah, I want to go to school, and Jonathan tried helping me. You know, I want to go into the finish my college, finish clear, and going to the university or something. Yeah, I wanted this.
What do you want to study?
Well, the first time I want to.
Yeah.
Jonathan, well, my friend now he don't have good job, and it's a lot of bills to pay, and this apartment, and I guess I have good job for have good price for hour, and maybe later when he's find good job, well, I try going to the school when I have opportunity. Going to the school or something, trying. I want it more.
Yeah.
I don't want to stay only in Babe Eman, this restaurant. I want to go on more, right. More. I don't want to stop.
Do you want to go to school to cook or?
No.
To...
I want different kinds of things. I like the everything.
You like everything.
I like the old things, and I want to go into the. You know, to the. What do you think?
The cut hair? Yeah. What's it? Hair.
Yeah.
Hairstylist.
Yeah, hairstylist. I want to learn this too because mm-hmm. I like it. And I wanted something better. I guess the cook is really, really, really good work, only sometimes it's really heavy. Mm-hmm. Really, 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 really heavy. And I want to try and find something better. Yeah. I want to go into the school to be finished and graduation, make it, except, I don't know. Well, I don't want to stop. Mm-hmm. I want to go anymore.
When you first moved to Bowling Green, what did you notice anything in particular that gave you like an impression of it? Or?
No, and the first time I like it because it's really, really nice. It's a small city. Mm-hmm. It's really, really nice. It's quiet. It's pretty. It's really, really, really pretty here. I guess it's better than my other cities I stayed before. And I like it here. And the number one is making me excited. It's the university, the Western Kentucky, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
I never see in Tennessee one close in my home. Now I'm so really, really happy because when I'm going something, I'm going with Jonathan to the mm-hmm. computers and try something practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jonathan tell me, they even come with me and I'm going and I'm practice something. And I don't know, I want to stay here. I don't want to move to the other city. I want to stay here for, you know, I don't know.
What are your favorite things? Like that you like the university or?
I want it, yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to go into the university and finish and mm-hmm. and find good something. Yeah.
And restaurants, do you?
Yeah, usually I like to cook all the time, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to cook. Only, well, sometimes I want to change to the other different kind of thing for make it. Yeah, I like it. I like it, the restaurants. Yeah, it's good. It's making good money. One cook is working in a restaurant. Except this cook, he know a lot of different kind of things. Mm-hmm. He's making good money. He's making good things, and I like it. It's good work. Yeah.
And when you like, if you go out to eat, where do you like to go to?
Well, for when I'm going to eat. Usually, I like it good food, always. Okay. I like it. I always try to find one restaurant that's making good food, good food, because I guess I have a little experience for the food.
Mm-hmm.
And I like a good taste.
Mm-hmm. So is there any place in Bowling Green that you particularly like,
yes,
or not?
Yes, yes. You know the Grill Montana?
Okay.
This big restaurant is great food, mm-hmm. Grill Montana. And it's all other more is you know, it's buffalo ribs.
It's the
Grill Montana. Is the,
right. It's BW3.
Yes.
Is what they call it. BW3. Buffalo wings and ribs.
Yes,
and
I like that's how the things. It's really good. The barbecue. Well, it's because I like this. I like barbecue ribs and barbecue things. It's good. It's making good seasoning too.
How is it different than Mexican barbecue? Do you
well,
like?
Well, the Mexican barbecue is more spicy than mm-hmm. American barbecue. The Mexican barbecue is real spicy. And barbecue American is, well, it's not really, really spicy. It's only sweet, more sweet. And well, in Mexico, The old things, the barbecues and everything is make it natural.
Mm-hmm.
It's never buy in something, the products, you know.
Right.
And in United States, you're going to the barbecue and see, it's coming ready. Somebody make it before,
yeah.
It's coming ready only for putting in the microwave and put it back. In Mexico, I make it natural with spices and tomatoes and different kind of things. And a lot of honey. Mm-hmm.
Do you make your own sometimes, barbecue?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes it's really simple for me because in Mexico they all kind of the things these people make it natural. Nothing they going to buy somewhere because he can buy somewhere. is that they accept the one store, they like grow and Kroger's or something. This always the people is making natural in the home. Yeah.
Is it hard to get ingredients?
Yes, it's really hard because in English it's different names. They like the Spanish, you know. Mm-hmm. When I'm going to the Kroger sometimes they work into the looking for the, you know, baking soda. This is in English. In Spanish it's carbonato.
Okay.
He's going in the first times, oh my god, I am really, really confused. Only I know the little boxes and I know how is the little boxes, the little bottle, the things. Mm-hmm. Only it's with different name in English. Only it's transferred to the English. Only I know a lot of things and sometimes I take it and I make it wrong because it's the other things I don't want it. And
right.
I buy it because it's looking like it in Mexico. Mm-hmm. I see, you know, and when I come and I buy this, it's different. Well, maybe with more time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and sometimes it's easy because usually in United States and well, it's exactly here in Bowling Green is one Mexican market.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of things, the Mexico from Mexico or Central America, the other kind of city. It's good. It's good in Nashville too. It's three flea markets in Mexico. The Mexican things, it's better easy.
So it makes it a lot easier.
Yes, it's make a lot easy. It's hard when you go into the other country. It's not like this something, you know, the Mexican store.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard, and. Well, now when I want something, I'm going to the Mexican market and I take it. Yes, the first time when I come here, I can find somebody easy because I don't know really this small city or this city. I don't know this city, and sometimes I'm asking from Jonathan where is this or something. I'm going. And later he tell me it's the Mexican market, los amigos here. And I'm going to this flea market, or Mexican market. Flea market is big one.
Yeah.
Mexican market is really small. And I like it now, and it's good.
Do they have fresh stuff there sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes it's fresh, and sometimes it's imported.
Uh-huh.
They allow, it's imported the things. Sometimes I want to go into the buy tomatoes and green peppers and onions. This is fresh,
mm-hmm.
and garlic is fresh. Well, when I'm going to the buy all the different kinds of meat or something, it's imported. It's in bottles.
Yeah.
In bottles.
Yeah.
Well, this I'm not really like it. It's better going to the Kroger. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, American store for buy these things.
How is the meat different in Kroger? Like, is it cut differently, or does
well,
it make it harder for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, in Kroger sometimes the meat is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's not the kind. Well, I want it, you know. And it's good. It's good food. It's better than Mexican.
The Mexican
stores. This
yeah.
progress is better. The food is better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the meat is better.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Usually in Mexico, the biggest stores like Kroger's, is the people is killing the cows in this store, only
yeah.
in the back, for making fresh the meat.
Uh-huh.
He's coming. He just put the big legs, the cows. He said, this is fresh. It's sparse. This is, as I start today is killing. The cow and it's this meat.
Wow.
In Mexico is really, really different, these things. It's fresh in Mexico, only in Mexico it's not like a hygienic, like here, you know. Hygienic, the things, the sanitizer.
Yeah, that's not as the
it's
sanitation.
Not, it's not a sanitation in Mexico. In Mexico is a lot of people, it's taking only fast and
mm-hmm.
make it and that's it. And in United States it's a lot of sanitizer for everything.
Right.
For everything is, I guess it's better here. Mm-hmm.
But the meat is fresher in Mexico.
In Mexico, it's fresh. Mm-hmm.
Like the chicken, I know I've seen, they sell the whole chicken, and you...
Yeah, take your chicken.
You wring its neck and swing it. Yeah. Swing him around, break his neck. Yeah. How about music? To get music. Mexican
the music? Well, over here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, only the Mexican stories, a lot of Mexican music. Well, I have Mexican music in my home here, and mm-hmm. I play sometimes. Sometimes I not. Sometimes I play for remember my city, remember mm-hmm. my things. Yeah, I like Mexican music, and the clubs is not here clubs, Mexicanos, only in Tennessee. I guess it's 3 or 4. Excuse me, 3 or 4 Mexican clubs. It's not really, really. Excuse me, it's not really, really, really good clubs mm-hmm. because it's only for. I don't know. Always when I visit 2 or 3 times, I mm-hmm. never like it because usually it's a lot of Mexican people. Well, how I tell you, it's a lot of guys.
Drunk.
A lot of drunk guys, and mm-hmm. no, I don't usually like it. And a lot of Mexican guys when it's come to here is the wife is in Mexico. Mm-hmm. He's usually going to these clubs, the Mexican music, and he's looking sometimes for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
He's mm-hmm. a lot of girls, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not usually well when I want to make Mexican music. Well, I'm going to the stores in Mexico. Is one big is a store. It's mm-hmm. Blockbuster music. It's a lot of music in Spanish, a lot of different kinds of music. In
Mexico, there are places that are not like clubs where you hear the music or get together.
Yeah, in Mexico is really nice clubs, mm-hmm. really, really, really nice clubs and for they listen to music, the Mexican music, mm-hmm. really, really nice clubs. And you're just going, you have a good time because mm-hmm. It's not for the old people. It's going for drinking or start drunk. No,
right.
Somebody is drinking more than 4 cups. He's making something different things. The security is taking out because it's not the point. It's only for going to enjoy dance, mm-hmm. the Mexican music.
Mm-hmm. And do families go to these?
Well, not usually because I guess my family don't like it really, really like a lot of music. Mm-hmm. My family dedication to the country farms, a lot of things in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess it's never have time for going to this place. Well, my daddy have CDs and Mexican music, stereo things for listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
He never usually going to this clubs or something. Mm-hmm.
How do you think, like, what do you wish Bowling Green had that you could go to that would be?
Well,
just for entertainment, for fun, what do you really wish Bowling Green had?
I like Bowling Green more here for going, and I like the lakes. The big uh-huh. lakes is here mm-hmm. for relax, for have a good time. I like the lakes, and mm-hmm. Bowling Green have one big lake, you know, mm-hmm. the big lake. It's really, 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 really nice place for relax, enjoy, and have good restaurants too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have good restaurants and the mall. Is mm-hmm. is nice. The mall is nice. And when I'm boring, I'm going to the mall and I enjoy talking and watch the things. And I like the big libraries and it's in the street. It's Campbell Street. Yes.
Oh, the
book is a store.
Barnes and Noble.
Oh, he's nice. This store. Mm-hmm. This is a store. Yes. The books.
Yeah.
And I like it. Sometimes when I want it, I'm going. I have a good time. This book store for mm-hmm. the see the different kinds of books. The old world.
Right.
You know. Yeah. This is my favorite times. I like it here. And.
What do you miss that Bowling Green doesn't have?
Well, not usually miss nothing because Mexican food is restaurant Mexicans here.
Mm-hmm.
The the Mexican music is here too.
Where is that? The mariachi band?
Is the Los Pepes Mexican restaurant. Is and it's in W Pass, you know, mm-hmm. W Pass. Is it Los Pepes and Puerto Vallarta? It's two different places, Puerto Vallarta and Bolognese. The Mexican food, good Mexican food, Puerto Vallarta.
Is it similar to the food that you would want to make?
Yes.
Yeah, it is?
It's closely similar food, the Mexican food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's making the salsa, you know, salsa with green peppers. It's hot, it's spicy, and chips. It's the like Mexican. Mm-hmm. It's good. And the all kind of food, the chile rellenos and taquitos, it's like Mexico. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. And Los Pepes is like the same, only it's a little more American things. Mm-hmm. It's not really like the Puerto Vallarta. Yeah, it's, well, these people maybe is trying to make good work for making Mexican food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good.
So tell me a little bit about how you grew up, like what you did when you were a little boy.
When I was a little boy?
You lived in the country?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, well, when I'm really, really, really young, well, when I remember when I'm 5 years or 4 years, I live in the big country. Yes, only my daddy's house is no more houses, it's more houses. When you're driving 2 hours on, well, and this time it's not usually cars, you use the horses.
Really?
You use the horses in this time, and in Mexico is in this part when I live is a lot of, you know, the artisanías.
Artisanías.
Yes, the old things.
Okay.
A lot of, you know, the Maya, the Zapoteca,
ruins.
Ruins. Yeah, a lot of ruins, they closing my home. Mm-hmm. Only, well, a lot of people usually say don't go and be there because a lot of people is looking always right to scare you or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're gonna pause for a phone call here. I took the pause from the phone call and used it to flip the tape so we could talk without having to flip the tape. But so you were telling me about the ruins and how people didn't go to them?
Yes. Well, usually my grandmother, she always tell me, don't go and be there because it's a lot of spirits is in these places. Is maybe you're scared. Sometimes I'm going with my grandmother and she teach me. She said this is the old people is Mayas, and she said this place is for the Zapotecas. She is staying this time when it's coming the Españoles to the make the conquista, conquista
right.
To here, and it's really pretty and really really old. I remember she have one little things little bowls. Mm-hmm. She says. It's from the allergies, really, really, really bowls, pretty. For put it flour and make it things, little bowls. It's really pretty, and she tell me, she tell me it's for allergies, years, she have it, these things. And she have it things I never see before. She have it things really, really, really old.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it when I'm 4 years because, and this time, I had good life, I guess. I never thinking in future and nothing. I always trying enjoy. Every day is coming. Yeah, enjoy. My daddy's have a lot of cows and a lot of horses and donkeys and this time. And I always drinking milk every day. Come on, I'm going to drink your glass of milk, fresh, the cow. She put the glass in the cow, she put in the milk.
Right out of the cow?
It's really,
You didn't like it?
I never liked it, and sometimes she said, you need a drinking because I want you to make a good boy, and good body and everything. And usually I never like it. And later on, well, maybe with more time, I like it. And I started making more things in the country when I stayed seven years. I'm going with my daddy one time. He said he need to take something, the rings. He need to take something, and he take a lot of things. And this time, suppose these things is the part, the museum.
For the
museum, this part. And my daddy, well, he never tell this time, maybe. And he's pretty for sale for somebody, somebody the other city. And he have a good money.
He was getting stuff from the ruins to send to the...
Well, it is because in this time, never somebody looking for interested for these things.
Mm-hmm.
Never. He is proprietary the my daddy, the my daddy country is in the inside. My daddy, my father.
Your dad's country.
And the my father country. Mm-hmm. And well, is proprietary the my father. He says mine because it's in my.
It's in his land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my area, these things is mine. Well, sometimes one day he's going to the Morelia. Mm-hmm. In Guadalajara, and he find a lot of different things for the museum and this part, and I guess he say one day is coming five guys with a lot of things, you know these for detectors for the gold and silver. He's checking all this part, and one guy he find one something, I remember. It's something all the gold for the lady support
gold.
Is put in this part. Yeah.
Wow.
And he give for my father a lot little money for this thing, and suppose because it's the my father things. And these things always when somebody have something it's only mine. Nobody take it because it's mine. Somebody take it and use it the pistol or something.
Right.
Nobody take it. And this guy he take it, suppose it's for the Maya's ladies when he's young. 17, he's using this one and the chest. It's the sun.
Oh, it's the one of the sun.
Yeah, the sun.
For the young Mayan
women
to wear as a necklace.
Yeah. And this time he's gift for my father and one day my mother usually she always going to be watching for things.
Mm-hmm.
She always like this the architectonic. You know, architectonics is she always looking for things because she always like it, have things in the home, the antiques, and she always going and she find a lot of things, a little things, the for drink water and things, and she take it. And one day when I'm 12 years. It's coming a lot of tourists, and this time, well, it's coming a lot of people with a lot of different things, and he's making for this, and talking with my father, how much he need for buy this part, because he's trying to make something good, a lot of things. And
they're trying to make like a park?
He's trying to make it, well, not like a park, this guy is trying to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Try taking the old things, make it renew for, suppose this for the people is coming later, more tourists is coming to check this and something.
So make like a museum and
I like, usually like this. And I like, well, now I'm thinking the people is crazy. And this time it's a stay for four guys and two ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I like, I'm talking the year, the 77, I guess. Mm-hmm. The 1977, 1978. Yeah, and this year. And I remember it's one time he's coming with a little cars and a lot of tractors uh-huh. for making the a lot of things. And I don't know what is this
to a matic.
Yeah, the matic,
a pickaxe.
Yeah, the matic
to,
for pickaxe.
To dig out stuff.
Uh-huh. For making a lot of things. And these people is working close the 1 month, and then this part the 1 month is working. And I don't know later. I don't know what happened later. These people is left. It's never come back.
And did they pay your father?
Well, usually one guy he's give for my father dollars. No, it's not dollars. I don't know. He gives something money. I don't remember. Good, fine. Suppose these people is going for it. They try food for sale for the people the United States.
Uh-huh. They were taking it.
You know
the
Laredo,
States.
Texas, Laredo, Texas, or New Mexico.
Yeah.
A lot of people this. Yeah. Is going. I never know before the Houston or something. I know only the Laredo, Texas, the New Mexico, mm-hmm. the Rio Red.
Is, yeah.
And a lot of these things. And these people is left when I maybe 13. These people is left. Is never come back anymore.
Was your grandmother still alive when this was going on?
Yes.
And was she angry?
Well, she really, really don't like these people. She said these people, it's because my grandmother, she have a lot creencias mm-hmm. before the lab. She always take a lot of things for them, not for guests. She always say different
right.
different religion.
Uh-huh.
She say the Mayas and different things this. She's a little sick, maybe.
Well, she believed in it.
Yeah, she believed this because she told me when the sometimes when it's coming the eclipses, you know,
uh-huh.
when coming the eclipses, suppose the Mayas is killed one young lady, virgin,
uh-huh.
for gift, because these people is thinking when it's coming the eclipse is it really really dark?
Mm-hmm.
These people is think is it start dark all the time, all the life forever,
right.
And these people when it's coming the eclipse is take the one virgin lady, young lady, the
uh-huh.
virgin, 17 or 16, and give for this thing. I yeah.
Did she was she Mayan or?
Yeah,
your grandmother?
It's Mayan, and my mother too.
Yeah.
My mother is from the indigenous,
mm-hmm.
indigenous Mayas. Yeah, and my dad is from Spain, Espanol.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it makes it good, this
yeah.
thing. And yeah, my grandmother, she's Maya, and I remember the other grandmother,
mm-hmm.
she's from the Zapotecas, Mayas, and these things. Yeah, because I remember in these years, Mexico City is really, really small.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1975 is really small, Mexican City. And Morelia, Guadalajara is really small countries. It's like a small country. It's not. Nobody know these things.
Uh-huh.
Now it's big in this part when I'm 5 years, I'm 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's touristic, all this part.
Right.
Yeah, it's really good. And I remember when I'm 14, my daddy put for sale in the country and
mm-hmm.
a lot of things because it's always a lot of people is coming to check out these things, these ruins.
Yeah.
And always, my daddy, he don't like this. And he put it for sale, this part.
So he sold the ruins?
Yeah, he sold it in the government, the state. He buy for my daddy these things.
Oh.
And my daddy, he's have maybe good money in this time. And he buy big house in the city. A lot of big things, all new things. Because
mm-hmm.
in the country, it's usually a lot of things I never... People use it in the city. In the city, he buy new things, and, you know, and a lot of stuff, the things. And my grandmother, she lived close in
mm-hmm.
the this part, and she never went for sale, nothing. And
she didn't want him to.
She don't want him. She said she's dead, and in this part, and she don't want to live for anywhere. She want to stay in this part, and yeah,
that's
true.
Where she was
yeah.
born and raised.
And she's born, and she, yeah.
What I know that there are different Mayans.
Mayas.
Kind of, yeah, which kind of they're like different names.
It's Mayas. It's in Xochimilco, the Mayas.
Xochimilco. Okay.
Xochimilco, los Zapotecas.
Right, right.
Yeah, Apotecas and Chichimecas.
Yeah, right.
Chichimecas, y es los
In Quiche, right? Quiche, Maya.
It's in Guatemala, I think. I don't remember this really part, you know. Mm-hmm. I know a little part in Mexico, and I know more because I always see the books, the history, the Mexico history, mm-hmm. and I see in these books, and I like it. And I know a lot of different names in the old history when it's coming the Españoles to the mm-hmm. to the Mexico. He's killing a lot of people. He's taking Mayas and ladies for wives and moving to the front of Spain, you know.
And these you learned from your grandmother?
I learned from my grandmother, yeah. Always she tell me when I'm 6 years old, 7 years, she always tell me. And she say, don't go and be there because this spirit is taking your uh-huh. heart out and you're dead over there. Don't go in to see nothing. And well, I'm scared sometimes when I'm walk close mm-hmm. to this part. I have a feeling my body like cold because she tell me always is really.
So you could feel like a cold.
Yeah, cold because she always tell me the spirit, and she tell me always she's talking. She speak with the spirit. Mm-hmm. She always tell me. She know about the, you know the old. How
to tell you? The gods. The old gods or the
yeah, she know about the different religions before the other people is make it. It's never make it for the god.
Right.
She make it for the other things and she always tell me she's talking with these people when she sleep. She's mm-hmm. talking with these people and yeah, well.
Do you remember much of these stories? Or?
Not usually now. Maybe yeah. I need to see one book and more and talking and asking from my mother. Mm-hmm. She know this. Ooh, she always tell me. And my father. My father now is 71 years.
Uh-huh.
And she tell me when he's 10, 11 years, he tell me the all this stuff, the things. And yeah, he tell me when he's, he say when he's 18 or 19, the people is having the same clothes, the mm-hmm. same clothes, the Mayas,
right.
And these people is having this tradition. And now it's stay this tradition only. Not usually the people use these clothes every day, you know. Mm-hmm. Usually only in 12 the December is the celebration, the Virgin, the Guadalupe. In Mexico.
The 12th of December?
Yeah, 12th of December is the Virgin, the Guadalupe. Mm-hmm. A lot of people is trying to remember these things. The Mayas, Zapotecas, Aztecas, a lot of people use these things. The clothes and a lot of flits in the hair, a lot of things, uh-huh. you know.
And they wear the hats. And and that's when they wear the traditional clothes, like the huipiles and stuff like that. Yeah. Do they do that here in the United States?
Well, no. Except one day I see one program in California, you know, mm-hmm. because in California is live a lot of Mexican people.
Mm-hmm.
In California is one street, it's a lot of different kinds of pictures, the Aztecas, the Zapotecas
right.
in the world, this street. I don't remember which name this street
mm-hmm.
in California.
Right.
It's a lot of different kinds of things, the Los Aztecas. I showed you one book I have.
Okay.
Different Mexican.
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to see?
Yeah, okay. Good. It started raining again.
Yeah.
When did you learn to drive?
Mm-hmm.
When did you learn to drive? You rode horses
this
when you
were
kids, right?
This is December 12th.
Oh, okay.
You know, when he said, this okay. is the Virgin, the Guadalupe. A lot of people is trying to make it. She's Maya, suppose, and this mm-hmm. and this picture. Mm-hmm. These people is trying to make it. And no, November 2.
Okay, all right, this is...
Do you want to take it with you? You can take it. Oh, no, you're taking okay. More and more things. In.
Yeah, well, this is the August 96 National Geographic on this one. And that's the picture there. That's great. That's beautiful.
Yes.
You see, do you miss this thing?
The Guadalupe.
Oh, right.
Yes.
All right, I see. You miss this stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really, really, really pretty. The old people is going to the big church. Mm-hmm. He's dancing in the front. It's big part, big one part. A lot of people is dance different kinds. The countries is dance different things. Well, the other thing is in Mexico is the celebration. November 2, the people is dead. Suppose a lot of people is say, well, it is in this part. November 2.
That's Dia de los Muertos, right?
Sí. It's over here.
Okay.
A lot of people is usually is going to the cemetery in the night for a stay all night with these people is dead, because suppose you don't want to go in and you ignore it. Mm-hmm. These dead people is coming and try making things when you sleep. It's push you, or make you shake your body. You know.
So
and
you need
say
to.
A little.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is make it. This is from the Morelia, close to Morelia, Pátzcuaro. It's in the Lago de Tariacuri.
Mm-hmm.
Tariacuri is in this part. Yeah, it's a lot of people usually is going.
Right, this is exactly. This is where you're from.
Yes, Michoacán.
Yeah.
Yes. It's because I have this book because I like it.
Mm-hmm. When did you learn to drive, or when did people drive? You said, let me make sure this is right. You said that most of the time when you were growing up, people were using horses.
Well, usually you is learning to drive. Well, when Mexican people is coming to United States, is usually not learning to drive here, because it's not horses here.
Right.
Here. And I don't know driving before, and I'm learning here.
Yeah. Oh, you learned here?
Yeah, I learned here, and usually the old people is coming to here, the other countries is learning here, driving here. Yeah, because Mexico is, the people is have cars, it's only rich people.
Ah, mm-hmm. So they learn.
Usually in Mexico is using horses. They like the cars.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have any stories that you want to share about your experiences here, or Bowling Green, or...
Well, in Houston, Texas, when I started learning to drive the first time, it's really, really, really crazy, because she teach me, my sister, she always say, come on, hurry up, you need learning, because you need going to drive into your work. And I'm really, really scared. I never think in driving one car. And I say, no, I never got it. She said, you got it, come on, you got it, you can. And the first time she teach me one big car, big one, and I'm scared. I'm thinking I'm staying one house and by myself, and I'm driving one big house, you know, this big car, and I said three, she teach me 3 days or 4 days, and I learned a little, and the other 5 days she say, well, I need going to work tomorrow, and I take the other truck, and you take this car for your work, because nobody give it right for you. And this time I remember when it's 12 and I need work in 3, it's start one headache in my head, because I'm really, really scared. Take the car, it's headache, it's 1 o'clock, and I'm feeling my body a lot of stress, and I don't know how make it, And later, when it's 2:30, I said, okay, it's the time. My body's really cold, really, really, really cold. I take the keys and I see the people, and I don't want it. Nobody see me how I'm taking the car, because I am really, really scared. My leg is shaking like this, and no, I'm really, really scared this time. And I take the car, and she put the car really, 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 really easy only. And she take the parking out only for I take it in my room. She said, going for this, and remember, try a little. Don't make it too much. A little. For the check the turns, only tell the volante a little, you know, and okay, and this time I'm going to my work and I don't know how I make it, only I'm be there at work and I don't know later I'm thinking how I don't know. Yeah, and the problem is the second time I need to go back home later in the night. Oh, I don't know. All my afternoon in the work, I make a lot of mess things. And because I need to walk back to the home. And these times I had bad dreams. No, a lot of bad things because I never thinking I'm driving. Oh. A lot of people is coming like me, and a lot of people is driving for 3 months bad, and I have only one week, and the second week I'm driving good.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, and now I'm good. And my sister, well, she's telling me the first time. A lot of people have the accident first because he's scared. He's never driving something. And my sister, she had the accident on the first time. Not really, really, really bad. She only pushed the other car in the parking because she's confused, maybe. She tried to push the brakes and she put the other. She's going quickly and she put the brakes, she's late. She pushed the other car. And this is not a point. A lot of people, Mexican people, is coming here and try learning driving. A lot of people is driving good the first time. And these people is never know the insurance or something. Because in Mexico, it's nothing this.
Right.
Only insurance for the life in Mexico. That's it. It's nothing happened for this, you know, from the insurance for the car, the companies. Yeah, for a lot of people it's really hard. For me, yeah, it's hard only 1 week. Really, really, really hard.
Later, now you feel comfortable, you've got your own
now
car.
I know. I like it. Yeah. I like it driving. Well, now really, really my like it. It's not really, really driving. I hate driving. I don't like it driving, nothing. I'm driving because I need it.
Right.
I don't like it driving. I'm driving because I need it, going to my work, going for this or going for this place. Usually, I never like it driving.
But you liked horses?
Yeah, I like it. It's better. Yeah. Because it's like somebody only because it's nice speak. It's like this sir. The me only is because he's nice speaking.
Right.
He's making the same things. And I keep going for this way, it's going easy. Not even using my hands or something.
Yeah.
It's going really simple.
Well, I think we need to conclude the interview now. I may talk to you later, would that be okay?
Yes, yeah, sure.
Okay, we may do more.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much. And I'll stay in touch with you.
Okay.